Welcome to the Unfiltered by Jade, where we get out of the box and dive into topics that are sidelined. I look forward to entertain, educate, and inspire. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, donate, and make everybody know about this. And welcome back to another episode of The Unfiltered with Jade. I'm so excited to have you back. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Nurse Sam, and we're going to be asking her many questions in this pandemic. There are so many questions that we want to ask because we need so many answers, because we're all running about helter-skelter. We don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't know the precautions to take, and we don't know really how it affects us and how it even affects those persons who are frontliners. So we want to even thank you, Nurse Sam, for being such an awesome person for the community, for the world. Because you have been saving people every day.
Oh my.
So I want to thank Gloria. You. So welcome to this episode, Nurse Sam.
Thank you, Jade, for having me today. And I appreciate your welcome and your thank yous for what you guys say. It's a work of a superhero. It truly is in this time of the pandemic.
What you guys do, we're not doing. Me, not doing.
So, what you not doing? What you not doing, Jade?
Listen, what? What going to do that.
Taking care of sick people.
Okay, I stay at home. I'm not going out there. I'm not interacting. I'm not going out there. So the mere fact that
this is what the profession calls for,
and that is why you are called. Many are called.
You're right.
You are chosen. Okay.
You are right. Yes. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes. Nurse Sam, introduce yourself to the persons listening.
Hello, everyone out there. My name is Nurse Sam, and I have been a nurse for, oh my God. I think it's 6 years now. First pediatric nurse, and now adult nurse in the UK. And yeah, I'm here with Jade, being unfiltered.
Yes, and you have been doing such a great job. But I want to ask some questions. I want to ask some questions today.
Go ahead.
How does working with these long hours affect the dynamics of your relationships? Because you're married, right?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. How does it affect it? Not only with your spouse, but even persons around you, your friends. How does it affect you?
Well, so I work 12-hour shifts. So that being said, I am out for a whole day, basically, because after 12 hours, believe you me, there's nothing else you want to do. So in regards to my marriage, I would say I'm in a situation where my husband at the moment is not actually with me. Mm-hmm. We're not in the same country at the moment. So okay. I guess we have been experiencing social distancing and isolation even before this pandemic started. but also, so in that case, we didn't have to worry about me going to work and taking the virus home to infect him.
Right.
And stuff like that. But also, it affected us in a way that he's in another country worrying about me being infected at work. And me being here and not being able to see him, to see if he has any symptoms, you know, that wife and nurse instinct to say, oh my God, you have a flu, what's going on? I am here. Instead, I am putting all that care into the people of the country. And I was scared at one point that if, God forbid, he does get the virus, I will not be there to comfort him, to help him through it in whatever way I could. And him being in another country, you know, everyone has been hearing on the media that if your loved one die or get ill and goes to the hospital, you're not able to visit them. You're not able to retrieve the body for a long period of time. And if you are able to do a Thanksgiving ceremony, it's very quick, just a couple of family members, and yeah, that's it. And with him being in another country, all of that, what would happen? How am I going to get to see him? How am I going to get his body, God forbid, if that was going to be the outcome? And all of that went through. We spoke about that in length. We spoke about him trying to come back home. But at the time, it was like a whirlwind, to be honest, because it's like last 1 week we heard this virus is here, whatever, and then the next week, the whole place went on shutdown, like country right after country in Europe and whatever, and he's in Europe. And before you know it, he wasn't able to come back. So that wasn't an option for us, for him to come back. Yeah, so we just kind of, you know, video call it out. And also,
he's in a
country. Pardon?
I'm not sure how you do it, though.
I know, it's rough. It's rough. I send him everything I can because the country he's in doesn't speak English. So if I hear him with a cough, I run to the pharmacy and get some medication and everything. I pack up some mask in a bag and post it off to him and say, listen, start taking this, you know, and we'll try to make it work. So far, we are both good. So, yeah.
Well, that is good. I mean, I'm happy about the precautions that you guys are taking, and I'm happy about the steps that you guys are taking in terms of trying to protect yourself and trying to ensure that you still are checking up on each other, because I don't know personally how I could have done it if it is I'm in a different country from my spouse. It just wouldn't work. because
listen,
me and I, every time
you have
if it's
to make it work.
Listen, the simplest thing, if it is that I hear my spouse cough, a problem in it. serious issues, because I want what happened to you. I think I would be panicking. I'd be very anxious.
I'm not going to say I wasn't. I was very anxious. And he works on a construction site. With many men.
And men don't.
And we know.
Exactly.
That men are not the most hygienic.
you know, I was going to say it, but I think I was just allowed a nurse to say it. So if anybody comes to me, I said, nurse, I'm said it also.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but it's true. and also a lot of his co-workers are from a lot of different countries. So just the thought of who is going to take it to work. Oh my God. In Europe, it's so easy to cross borders. You can take a bus, you can take a train. So people from Italy, you remember Italy was like, it was the epidemic. It was going like wildfire in Italy. And there were workers traveling from Italy to work every day.
Jesus.
And it was scary. Where he resides is in the hills, away from most of the population. So he wasn't really affected when he went out publicly. And where he is very, the citizens there are very, very, what should I say? Ruly?
Oh.
Yeah. They obey the law like nowhere else I've seen. Yeah. So whatever the government says, they do that. When we had the scare with everybody trying to buy all the groceries, all the toilet paper for some reason, and the supermarkets were jam-packed, he did not have that issue, not one time during all of this.
Let's stick a pin. People better not toilet papers because we're going to be at home. The more that we are at home, the more that we use the bathroom. It requires toilet paper.
Because
I'm hearing that people ran out of toilet paper and had to be using clothes.
Jade, you know what? Initially, when this whole toilet tissue craze started and everybody was like, why is everyone buying toilet paper? I don't understand. I can kind of understand why they buy toilet paper. Now, if this is a flu-like virus and you are expected, or what is portrayed is that almost everyone will catch this virus, mm-hmm. you're expecting to have runny nose.
Mm-hmm.
Some symptoms actually include diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you have a household of four persons, can you imagine?
Exactly.
All the mucus that needs to be discarded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all the bombs that need to be wiped.
Exactly.
And the easiest way to get rid of the germs is by using something disposable. And it's a cheaper alternative to hand towel. So why not use it? So I get it.
Yes. I still wish, though, that many places could have had that discipline by where your husband definitely. Is. The other places have the same discipline. Because if not, it would lessen the amount of persons who are infected or have been affected by this virus. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I see that the superhero in you is there protecting other persons and ensuring that they're doing okay. And, you know, you have to be on your game. You can't be sleeping on this because people's lives are in danger. People are going to be so affected. These days, once you have a cough where people have running belly, we go straight to the hospital because we don't know what is it's as if people can't have coal anymore, and it's as if people can't have diarrhea no more.
Nope. What? Sorry.
In the midst of all of this, what it is that you are doing to protect yourself? Because working in an environment where every day you interact with persons who may have it, or persons you don't know if it is that they're taking the precautions, or persons who just don't care, what it is that you're doing to protect yourself?
You know, before this pandemic started, I started changing my diet a bit.
Mm.
I started eating a bit more healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I cut a lot of refined sugars out of my diet.
Okay.
And I strongly advise that for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I think that helped me, one, to boost my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
All my fruits and vegetable, whatever I want to do with it, I do it on my own. I don't buy it in the supermarket pre-done, pre-seasoned, or canned. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I want fruit juice, I blend it or juice it myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I try, and in that, also, I take vitamins.
Okay.
I take vitamins, I take minerals and supplements. So I take my vitamin C. Where I live, we don't get a lot of sun over here, Jade. So I have to get my vitamins that I'm lacking from the beautiful sun, you know. So my vitamin D, my vitamin C, my multivitamins. So and you have some immune boosting vitamins as well.
Nursam, I was told, I'm just informed, so I'm asking you as the nurse in this conversation, is it true that strength helps to build your immune system? You know, I'm just asking, you know, for somebody out there on behalf of persons who may be wondering, you know?
I would say, I don't know about the immune system, but I would say it's a very good way to exercise the whole body. And exercise is very important too. healthy lifestyle. So if you want to add that into your healthy lifestyle, I would strongly advise you strongly. Have as much she as you want.
Strongly, guys. Strongly.
Yes. Continue. Strongly. Yes. It, you know, helps you to get rid of, loosen all those muscles from the hard work that you have put in, the stress that is released in all your muscles and all the tension in your body. That will help, definitely help.
Yeah, that's right.
You to relax.
So guys, yeah, so we're given the go ahead to go and protected sex, safe sex.
Oh yes.
In fact, I don't even know if I want people to do that in this time, because it's we're having a virus going on, and people sometimes don't even know how to. Oh, we don't want to spread this. We don't want to spread this, because sometimes people don't even know to be cautious. Yeah.
Yes.
Let me just tell persons listening, and if it is that you hear some ins and out, revoicing, it is because of the internet. We're having some internet issues, but we will proceed.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yes.
So, question, are persons really dying as how the number in the tabloids are suggesting?
Uh-huh. No, I wouldn't be a good person to like divulge into this area. Mm-hmm. I can say a lot of persons have lost their life.
Okay.
A lot. Initially, I think because things in the media kept changing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Every 30 minutes, there's a different method of caring for these COVID-positive patients.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different method of protecting yourself, what proper PPE to wear, what not to wear, what to do, what not to do. And because it's a new virus, now COVID-19 is a strain of virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we have had a different strain. No, mm-hmm. So they know about that one, but this one is new, right? And you can say it unfolded throughout the world the same time it unfolded with the scientists, the chemists. So they were learning about it as it took people's lives, sadly. The different ways that it can present changed daily. Varied from age group to age group, from different ethnicities.
Right.
So it was very difficult in the beginning stages of this virus. And for where I work now, it was a lot of deaths. I mean, rapidly. I remember working on a COVID ward with bays with 6 patients per bay.
Whoa.
And obviously all 6 would have COVID. And in space of 30 minutes, between 30 minutes to 4 hours, you'd have people dying, like,
oh my God,
right in front of your eyes.
Mm-mm.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And there's not, the thing is, because as I said, this virus is new. We all know there's no cure. There's no vaccine yet. They are working on it. They have started testing on some medications and stuff like that. But it was just to treat the symptoms. So if you had shortness of breath, is to alleviate your shortness of breath. So oxygen, you know, repositioning, deep breathing and coughing, techniques and stuff like that. If you had a fever, it was to give something to control your fever and all of that. So it was just trying to maneuver all of that. And there was a lot of persons as well that, to be honest, they had to decide, are we going to use all the material and resources to save this life or that life?
Oh dear God. So you have to choose now who you save and who you don't save.
Yeah. There was a lot of that.
Basically your life is in the hands of persons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say, but yes.
That's why I'm
And
interested to hear
especially with
them.
persons with a lot of comorbidities. So the elderly persons that have so many other things going on with them, health-wise, diabetes, hypertension, all kind of other diseases, and then COVID come on top of it, it's
Mrs.
just
Sakon,
gonna.
elderly people have these things, you know.
I know, but they are more vulnerable. They are. And initially, again, as we said, because the elderly died so quickly,
Right,
the media
right.
portrayed it that, oh, the elderly is the only vulnerable or the higher vulnerable group. Then the younger persons weren't, doing their due diligence to make sure that they protect themselves, not knowing that they would carry it to the elderly, and they too could have died, and they did die. So it's everybody. It didn't spare any age group at
Oh
all.
no.
So yeah, it was difficult. And the numbers, I don't know. The numbers reflect a lot, let's put it that way. I don't think a lot of persons got tested, or some persons got tested before they passed away. So the numbers, I would say, it's estimated numbers. I don't think the numbers are 100% spot on, right? You have persons that, yeah, and you have persons that died from other illnesses, and people say it's COVID, but just because it's in the COVID time. You have persons that come to the hospital with something that is not COVID and sadly die of COVID or leave with COVID because, again, it's a very contagious virus, and you're in the atmosphere. It's everywhere. It's hard for even us as healthcare providers to not get this virus just by taking off your PPE, just by taking off your mask. You could have protected yourself right through caring for your patients. And just when you're taking off your protective gears, that's when this virus gets to you. So it's just praying and just hoping for the best, hoping that you don't get it. Or if you get it, you're able to, not succumb to it.
This virus doesn't sound pretty at all. It doesn't sound pretty at
It
all, Anna.
it's not. It's not.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back right after this. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Unfiltered by Jade. We're speaking with Nurse Sam, and she has been informing us and educating us about this virus and how to protect ourselves and what to do. And I'm truly saying, listening to you, Nurse Sam, it is, I don't know. As I said, many are called, few are chosen, and some get text message. I know I didn't get nothing from it because I was not called to do something like that. I couldn't do it. I can't bear seeing people dying in front of their face. I have seen some phone COVID tests being done, and people sending it to my phone to do it. And I've done the COVID test via my phone. And the result I get is that I'm stressed out. And Mace, let me tell you, that was my result from the test that I did on my phone. And what I want to find out is, how is your mental health? Do you think that persons, doctors and nurses and people working at the front line, do you think that they should get some counseling? Because it can really damage your persons who are not even in the front line, aka myself. Anything little happen, like I'm gonna say, God, is this it? Because you're so scared.
It's so dramatic.
Sometimes as I cough, my lie down and I say, Jesus, is this it?
Yep,
What is
that's it.
happening?
It's good that you brought up that point. Yes, and yes. Healthcare workers, frontline workers, we all need counseling. It is not normal. What's going on is not normal at all to see the whole world dying. It's in this multitude as well. So even being in the healthcare profession, yes, you know you're working with sick people. Yes, you know people are going to die, but that does not mean that it doesn't bother you. A lot of healthcare professionals can't manage death,
Really?
actually.
Really?
No, they can't. They cannot. I've seen nurses get a patient that goes into cardiac arrest and die, and they're shaking.
Jesus.
They don't know what's the next step. They can't do anything.
Jesus.
I've seen persons in a demonstration group of how to do the last office, which is the how to take care of the body after death to transport to the morgue. And nurse just break down in tears. And we are doing it on a mannequin just to show us the proper way to do it. And they break down in tears. It could be flashback of a death
Jesus.
it reminded her of, or a patient, even personally, someone or family member or something. But we don't all, it's not normal to accept death, and then in this magnitude, it's going to take a big toll on our mental health. So I definitely think counseling is due for all frontline workers during this time. And also, we too need to take responsibility of our mental health and try to, get away from the media and all the what's going on in the news. Take a break. And this is for everyone, not only frontline workers. Don't just live on the news to find out what's the figures today, what's going on, which world is crashing, which city is crashing and stuff like that. Take a break sometimes from the news. Listen to some music, read a book, watch a movie, something. Do something fun. Talk to someone, a friend, a family member, whatever it is. And yeah,
Take a break
we
sometimes even
definitely.
from social media because it can become so stressful.
Oh, yeah. Yes, social media, of
So,
course. Take a break from
stressful.
that as well.
I was wearing, well, we have all type of masks now coming out because everybody making their own masks and all sorts of something. But let me tell you something, I had put on a mask the other day. Listen, it's as if I saw Jesus coming down the way how I couldn't breathe. Mr. Norman, is this supposed to cause death or supposed to be preventing you from getting a virus? Because I'm not, first of all, I don't like anything on my face. Second of all, something is on my face and I feel like I can't breathe. When I go on the road and I come back, and mind you, sharp, I go on the road quickly and come back quickly because we cannot afford it. And by the time I come back home, I end up with a headache. I end up with not being able to breathe properly. I have a chest pain because I wear the mask. What is it that we need to do?
Sure. You're just exaggerating the fact that the mask is suffocating, but okay, I get it.
All right.
What do we need to do with the face mask? Oh my God, this is so controversial at the moment. Face mask. In my opinion, I'm no face mask expert. I'm just a nurse.
No, you're not just a nurse, you're a superhero. Let us change up that. You're not just a
Oh my
nurse.
God.
You're a superhero. You're a superhero. You're not just a nurse. Let's go.
Right. So in my opinion, there are masks out there that does not protect you at all. So all these ones that everyone is sewing at home, selling without a filter on it, without proper suction around the nose and mouth, like the FFP3 mask or some N95 mask, it does not protect you against the virus.
No.
Because it's droplet that spreads the virus. So it spreads through the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any gaps in your masks or there's no filter on your mask, it will not protect you from the virus. So majority of the masks that I've seen people wearing in public, it does not protect them from the virus at all. Right? Mm-hmm. No, you're saying you're suffocating.
Listen.
That mask may be the best mask to wear.
But I'm suffocating?
Yes. No. Sorry. I'm sorry to tell you. But the mask that we wear in the hospitals, the FFP3 mask, when you put it on, you should not be able to breathe properly in that mask. If you can, it's not fitting properly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some masks are for preventing you from taking in dust.
Okay.
So you know those masks that the construction workers wear with that valve on the front, right? It stops them from breathing in the dust, but it doesn't stop them from droplets coming in because it's smaller molecules than dust. And if they have the virus, it doesn't stop them from spreading the virus to others. So you'll be seeing someone in a mask and say, yep, I'm good. I can sit near them. I can walk past them. I can talk to them face to face, whatever, because they have a mask on. No. If they have the virus, they're giving it to you because that mask does not trap the virus, the droplets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what the mask does do, I would say, is to prevent you from touching your face and your nose, which are points of entry for the virus.
Oh.
So I'm not saying people should not wear their homemade masks, right?
Okay. And where's the
people? You can, because...
Okay, and is the recommended one is the FFP3?
Yes.
Miss Nowhere not sell mask again, you know? Sorry, there's nowhere that sells any mask again, you know? You look on the internet. You look on the internet.
Trust me, where I am, one mask, one surgical mask, by the way, that lasts less than an hour, then it's of no use to you.
Wait, what?
Costs £1.50.
Hold on. The surgical mask.
These masks are disposable. People might not realize that. The masks are supposed to be disposed of.
After how long?
Not worn. So, don't quote me, but I know it is less than this number of hours that I'm going to say. So, the simple surgical mask doesn't give you any protection after an hour.
Mm-hmm. What you said to me?
Also, any mask you wear, once you have touched that mask, that is it. You should discard of it. So, all these people are pulling down masks to talk, pull up back masks to go in the stores, pulling back down the mask to do this. That mask is of no use.
And what you said to me, so people out here catching things and they will know how they're catching it, because
yeah,
I see people wearing the surgical mask and they have that mask wearing 2 days, 3 days.
No, I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
So they just put it on a mask.
Yeah, they're just putting on a mask.
Everybody, I'm just gonna advise you to stay home because this doesn't make any sense. And we're either gonna suffocate with our mask, or there are many people who are complaining about wearing the mask and not being able to breathe properly, and it is causing health issues. Me personally,
it is.
It's a causing health issues for me when I keep wearing the mask. So I prefer to stay at home where I can breathe in my house and not to worry about anything, because once I go out, if somebody sneezes, I'm running. and I run
Yeah.
there are places I'm not gonna catch anything. What about the washable or reusable mask? What about those?
Yeah, so those, as you said, they are reusable, not dirty, not worn. You have to wash them before you use them again.
Right.
Yeah. So
So
those,
those are
as I say, they're
okay.
fine as long as you wash them before using them
Right.
again. You don't use them for the whole week, then wash them when you're washing your clothes.
Tell me something, because you have worked both where you are now and in Jamaica. What is the difference in patient care in Jamaica by versus where you are now?
Oh Lord.
Like trouble today. I don't know.
Yes, trouble. Set out for me on this one, right? I must say, firstly, I loved working in Jamaica.
You're not putting that out there.
You know? Yeah, I'm just putting it out
Okay.
there. I loved it. Yeah, I worked with kids, and maybe that's why, one of the biggest reasons why I loved it so much, because I love kids. I love my country. But the difference is, I don't even know. The difference between healthcare in Jamaica and in the UK, where I am now, is the resources. Jamaica is lacking resources. Yeah, they don't have the resources for the demand of the public. But with that said, we make do with what we have, right? So we do a lot of improvisations.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. And we make it work.
I like your
As
food.
my granny would say, is we take with
Make
Anton
fashion.
fashion. Right.
Definitely.
So it works. It works for the country, although it put more strain on the healthcare providers, you know, to be working with less resources or limited resources per population. That's one thing, but we still get the job done.
That's right.
That's the main thing, and done in a proper manner, you know.
Right.
I mean, Jamaica is a third world country. To compare it with a first world country, I think is unfair.
Okay.
For a third world country, we are doing good. There's a lot of improvements, and I know it will come over the years, but we're a third world country.
Yes,
So.
I mean, from a nurse, a respectable nurse, I will say that I probably don't share the same views. I've never had a good experience. Never had a good experience in the healthcare profession in Jamaica. Never have it. Never had it. I don't like it. But as you said, we don't have the resources, and maybe that's why. Because maybe if it is that we had the
That's
resources.
one of the reasons.
I
That
think,
is one of the reasons.
yeah, I
Okay,
think.
you know, let me explain something. I remember when I came here as a nurse, right? Have you seen a nurse in Jamaica, people, by the way? She look like she's moving out or moving in. She has 1 million on one bag, and you're wondering, why the nurse there have she have her handbag and it big like a suitcase. She have her lunch kit and she have this next bag and somewhere else. Where is she going? I'm confused. Is she going home? Is she going to work? Is she moving out? What's going on? So that's because we have to carry our equipments with us to work to make sure that we get our job done properly, right? As I said, we lack resources in Jamaica.
Okay.
So as a nurse, let me say, me as a nurse, I don't want to say this to, you know, say all nurses in Jamaica are like this, but as a nurse, I found it better when I had all my equipment to take care of my patients. So I brought my own stethoscope to work, my own O2 sat machine to work, my own blood pressure machine to work, right? My own thermometer to work, right? So that when my patient, when I need to use them on my patient, I have them. I don't have to worry about what's broken, what's missing, what's what need replacing, who's using what, and I have to wait and stuff like that. I could deliver my care in the time that it's needed to be delivered, right? So I came to this lovely country now, and Jade, let me tell you, I pack up my bag my first day of work with everything, okay? My stats, everything, and I had it, and I was like, yes, I'm gonna be that nurse, you know, in this first world country, you know, all of that. When I went to work,
oh dear,
I didn't need anything.
Oh well,
I was scratching my head. I was like, what's going on? Why do you guys have so much things? Yeah, I was like, what? We don't use our own SAT machines? No? Okay. We don't use SAT. And to me, nursing in the UK, for me personally, is not a skill-centered job.
Okay.
Like it is back home in Jamaica. Back home in Jamaica, you use your skills. You use them. Here, you do use them, but it's more customer service and then goes to not having good experience back home, the customer service and stuff. But you're more accountable for customer service here than you are in Jamaica.
Well, we're not even going to talk about the customer service in Jamaica where that part is because, okay, so we'll move on to something else.
No, but for real, so taking care of patients here, it's all about pleasing them, full stop, in every single aspect, down to the menu that they get to decide what they want to eat.
And you see, that's important because that's what a third world country needs, because patients are coming somewhere. It's not everybody like a hospital. And when we go, I'm not talking about me, when people go to, we've got to look for persons, or persons are going in themselves for something. You want to feel comfortable going there, you know?
Yes, the welcome, even the welcome when you come on the wards here, it's totally different from back home.
Oh, you don't have a tell.
Totally. Totally different. So, and it's just a wider variety of stuff that they offer. Again, the system is that it's a government system, just like Jamaica. So you don't pay. Once you're a citizen of the country, you don't pay. Healthcare is free.
Very nice.
And here, unlike Jamaica, even though Jamaica is free, it's free to an extent. There, here, it is totally, if any surgery you want to do, any medication you need to get is free through the government system here.
Where exactly you said you're again? I'm just trying to see. applying is, you know, how best I can get it there. You know, how fast I can, you know, be there.
Listen. And saying that it's free, also, it comes with, some things will come with waiting times as well. So appointments.
Okay.
To see a GP, appointments to do, it depends on what surgery you need to do or whatever investigations you need to have done. But it is free.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're not waiting for the entire day. I'm very sure of it. Okay, that's the point.
Sometimes.
Well,
But and also, as I said, the resources. So here, every hospital has their own equipment, not taking it from blood pressure machines and stethoscopes and stuff like that, like an MRI machine or a CT machine. Every hospital has those. Unlike Jamaica, if someone needs an MRI or CT, you have to transport them from one hospital to an imaging center that has one. A private imaging center, or to one of the other public hospitals that have one. Right? Okay. So you have to take the patient out of that area to get that done. And stuff like that. So,
understood. Oh, wow. It was really a mouthful today. I mean, in terms of, we have learned so much, so much. There are so many things that I've been wanting to ask, and I got to ask. There are so many questions that people have out there, and they want to, or they have thoughts, and they want some verification or clarification on how things are done and what is done. And right. you did a great delivery. I may say, a great delivery.
Thank
you're super ear in ever since. So as we're about to wrap up, I just want you to just give a bit of recommendation to persons. I know you have done already in terms of telling us to take our vitamins, whatever it is, but just give them a few recommendations before we close.
Right. So my recommendations will be to wash your hands, guys. Please. Wash your hands. Hand sanitizers. And stop wearing the gloves.
Thank you.
It does not make sense. Please stop wearing the gloves. It's better to wash your hand. If you touch something, just wash your hand.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense to use a glove to, you touch your car door, then you touch your phone, then you put your phone on your face. Then how does that make sense? Guys, so just wash your hands, sanitize everything, clean down the place. So this is a good time for everybody to be you know, OCD when it comes on to cleaning. And take your vitamins, as I said. Eat properly. Get a lot of sleep, okay? Sleep. During the time you sleep, it revitalizes your body, you know, and get everything up and running for the next day.
Yes.
So don't deprive yourself of sleep. Drink a lot of water. And just stay in the know. Stay in the know. Watch out for the signs and symptoms with you, your loved ones, friends. And yeah, social distancing, guys. Listen to your local authorities as well.
And this is coming from Nurse Sam. So thank you again. We really appreciate you being on the program. And thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you have done a fantastic job. Fantastic job.
Thank you for having me, Jade.
I would just want to tell the viewers and the listeners that you can comment, you can make sure you share it with persons, because there are persons who need to hear this information. So make sure you share it with persons. And guess what? We will definitely see you again next week, Tuesday. So thank you for listening.